Hey guys, happy podcast. Lots on today.
So much.
Darren Chris from
Blaine from Glee. And he gets, it was a bit funny about it, but then I won him back over by saying how much my kid has, she's just started watching it.
Why doesn't he like the thing that made him to the point where he's traveling the world doing interviews?
Because I think they feel like they're typecast forever, you know, and that's all anyone ever wants to talk about. When you have a new project you're trying to whore, I think it gets really tiring talking about that one thing that doesn't make you money
anymore.
There's
two words in typecast, right? The second is cast,
yeah.
Which means that you've had a job that many folks didn't get. I've never understood when people are worried about that.
I get it.
Like if you're the guy who played Urkel, right, then it's beholden on you to then, if you don't want to be Urkel anymore, to go
do something bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. But, I mean, our mate Guyton Grantley, he couldn't get a job for 8 years after playing Carl Williams because he kept walking in and they just kept seeing Carl. So I get it.
Fair few voiceovers.
Yeah, lots of voiceovers.
Yeah.
But, no, he was good. He was great.
Nice guy.
A lot of energy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I liked him.
And Jackie Gillies.
Did you like Jackie?
This is the thing. I do. I like Jackie.
Showbiz feud. There's a showbiz feud. We're going to start a showbiz feud.
Here's the thing. I like Jackie because she brings a lot of energy. But I don't believe in the thing that she's selling at its core. I don't believe in.
I love that.
It's like if we had a chief executive of like I've got to be careful because they may sponsor the station. So let's find... Let's say we had the head of the North Korean missile program here, right? I can like that person, but disagree with their life, with what they do with their life.
I'm
doing with Jackie. That's a professional disagreement.
Okay.
I like that type of thing.
Okay.
Because she's a psychic. Oh, God.
You almost convince yourself then.
I liked it because she brings some vibe. But
all right, she did bring vibe. And you brought vibe and there was vibe. We talked about all the wedding dress party stuff if you missed it. We picked our favourite Markle. Do you hear Yanni? Do you hear Laurel?
Yeah.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel.
Laurel. And back to Laurel.
Enjoy the pod.
Bye, guys.
What do you hear? Laurel or Yanni?
Laurel.
There's no... Let me hear it. Can you play it like two times, three times?
Laurel.
Even when I think you...
I'm trying, Yanni.
Yeah.
You know when trying to force yourself to hear something?
I'm trying to do it. So here comes Chan's from Liverpool. Morning, Chan. What do you hear?
Morning, guys. How are you? I can only hear Laurel, and I'm truly trying to force myself to hear Yanni, but I can't do it.
Me too. Is this an age thing? How old are you?
I'm 25.
Same.
I've listened to other people. I've listened to it with other people in the same room, and they were 19 and 20, and they could only hear Yanni.
Okay, so let's talk to audiologist Dr. Bill Vass, who's he's my second favorite audiologist, but he's great.
Second behind.
Oh, I don't know. First, it was
okay.
Joking.
No, I know. I'm hoping you would improv me a name. That's all right.
Dr. Ears.
Good.
And so, a mosquito, it's like a high pitched ringtone, much like a mosquito that students may be used to. He's saying it can only be heard by people under 25 years old. Making it inaudible to teachers. So what kids do is that they play sounds in the classroom. The teachers can't hear it. They all have a laugh.
Oh.
He said this might be a similar effect, but the problem is that it's not real speech. Dr. Vass says we're not listening to an actual speaker. We're listening to manipulated speech, and that makes it harder to discern.
Laurel.
Now, Belinda's hearing Yanni. Hello, Belinda.
Hi, Em. How are you going?
You're hearing Yanni.
Absolutely.
What is it?
High-pitched. Yanni.
Yeah, high pitch seems to be the key, Belinda.
And I'm sorry, Em, I'm pretty close to your age.
Yeah, you're...
Maybe a smidge older.
Smidge younger, actually, though.
There you go.
What is it like? Can you mimic what you hear?
Yanni.
Yeah, that's...
Yanni.
Yeah, that's people's...
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
It's the red...
Yanni.
Yeah.
Yanni.
I know.
I cannot.
It's like finding out the world's flat. This is the other one that's been going around, so... So the debate is whether or not this is a rusty door closing or a low flying duck. Have a listen. So
you're very funny.
What do you hear? The door?
Yeah.
Or the...
My kids would think this is hysterical.
I hear that.
I think it sounds like a magnificent fart.
I hear a duck, like really low.
Just eat.
Chomping ankles.
Now I can get on board this one.
Up next.
I love farts.
Last night we had a really great time. Luna Park. I'll tell you something. Like, I know that this is not, you know, cash for comment or whatever. This is genuine. I didn't know that they had a wedding venue at Luna Park.
No, I didn't either.
Right underneath the Harbour Bridge.
It's right under the Ferris wheel.
It's beautiful.
So nice.
We were there last night for our wedding dress party.
With a wedding.
We had an actual wedding as well. John O'Coleman came in down and did the officiating.
And didn't want to get paid.
He's a champ.
Just wanted a taxi and a wine.
The guy's a champ.
I mean, come on, mate. That is 80s money. I love that.
How good is it when you can pay a man in canapes?
100%. And he was like, he was wearing a tuxedo they made him in 1985, double-breasted. He was so proud that he still fit in it.
He's a champ.
So I don't know if that bodes well for you.
So it's all on Today FM Breakfast Instagram right now if you missed it. But here are some of the highlights, because it was Samantha Jay performed, you performed.
I didn't mean to. I did impromptu. Sing You're the Voice at the end. I had had a few rosés.
Yeah, this is what happened.
Thank you for coming along to our party tonight, our wedding dress party.
They got the invite, but what exactly happened off the mic? Some brides scored a cheap outfit.
I've never been married and I brought this dress yesterday. Got my Facebook site.
Some were right in the moment.
Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody.
And some were a ring-in.
We came together, but I'm just a ring-in, really.
Are you ready for Samantha Jay?
Even a real wedding.
We're all ready. Our wonderful celebrant, John O'Coleman. Are you ready, my friend?
Look, it's an honour for me. I've only just got my celebrant's licence, so hopefully I won't get the names wrong. Do you, Catherine, take thee, Shane, to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
Do you, Shane, take thee, Catherine, to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
There were crashes and divorces.
I didn't bring my groom because I divorced his ass.
Oh, he was a lying, cheating scum.
Off-key singers.
Stop right now. Thank you very much.
And good vibes all around.
I'm so glad that I could win tickets.
Fabulous night.
Well, I was married 4 times. I'm looking for the 5th.
The bride wishes to say something.
So that wasn't only our first wedding dance, but that was our first ever dance.
Bash, 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 bash.
Oh, it's been a great night. I just got smashed in the face with cake, and it possibly is the highlight of my year so far. What a magical night. What a beautiful night for love. Everybody love everybody.
Oh, Denya. Yeah. He's poor little Denya.
And he's not at work today, so Denya's enjoyed himself. Yeah. You can see it all the rest of the videos and the photographs, Today FM, FM Breakfast Instagram page. Darren, Chris, hello, mate.
What's up, guys? Hello. Hello, all.
How are you?
A little bit overwhelmed.
I'm okay. I'm good. I was just telling you guys how much fun we've already had in the very limited time we've had in Australia. So,
yeah, what's the best thing you've done so far? What's your favorite thing so far?
We, right off the plane, did something that I think a lot of Americans want to do, which is wear the kangaroos.
Yeah.
Wear the koalas.
Did you see what
let's go right now. We went straight to sort of like a, it wasn't really a zoo, like an environmental. Well, like a wildlife
park.
Encounter
yeah, wildlife
situation.
Park. Yeah,
wildlife park. And so, yeah, we promptly.
Where'd you cuddle?
Well, apparently it's illegal to hold a koala.
Yeah, but you get chlamydia, so you don't want to hold them anyway.
Well, some would argue maybe it's worth it. I don't know. You know,
I like it, chlamydia.
That's a better way to get chlamydia than the more typical way.
If I had to do it,
I would do it via holding a koala.
And what a great excuse. Yeah. I mean, you got chlamydia. Well, I held a lot of koalas. God, yeah. What do you want from me?
I've got chlamydia. Wait, the koala or the sexual kind? The koala. Okay. Okay.
Koala chlamydia is so much cuter.
So, no chlamydia, no koala holding, but we got to feed a kangaroo and, you know.
Were you impressed by the size? Because often people see them from overseas and they're a lot smaller than I thought.
Kangaroos or koalas?
No, they're the kangaroo.
Well, these are like friendlier kangaroos that they're letting, you know, dudes like me be around. I'm sure like the bigger guys with the boxing gloves.
You need to see the buff ones.
Yeah.
Where I live 40 Ks out and we have buff ones in the backyard and they are super buff and it's hard not to be like mildly sexually attracted to them because they have really big pecs.
You can get chlamydia from kangaroos as
100%.
Well, then, I guess. Wow. That's just a rampant.
Welcome to Australia. Home of chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
If you take
that's
nothing
not
else.
A knife.
Back.
That's chlamydia.
Hey, that's not bad, by the way.
That is good.
No, that's me just making fun of Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, no, that's fine.
That's very bogan, isn't it?
So, the assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story, you play a pretty. Well, you play the guy that killed him. It's pretty dark. And you've played another dark killer as well. Is that a?
Have I?
When is this the first?
What have I been doing in Australia? What did I miss?
You've got glitter on your nails. You've got a piano bar. I love that, by the way. I'm going to ask you. You got that from? You've got a piano bar in LA. You struck me as a life loving, joyous dude.
Yeah, I like fun.
Do you enjoy
stuff.
Playing this type of person? I mean, obviously you do.
Look, to be as to mildly shift from animal chlamydia to
it's a great poetic art.
Yeah, we'll always all roads lead back. Look, I have an insatiable love of the human race and of the many colors that we can be and the stories that we can occupy, and it's just sort of an infinite amount of things that we're capable of. So yeah, whether it's opening a piano bar in LA or inhabiting the mind of somebody who's much darker than we care to admit that we're close to, showing the common denominators between all these things is very interesting to me. That makes for a very varied and sort of unbalanced but balanced existence.
Yeah. Right.
Hang on. Unbalanced but balanced existence. That is M's bio.
Shut up.
Yeah,
in a nutshell. There it is.
All right, guys. We do want to talk about Tramp Stamp Grannies.
Sure, and please.
So this is your bar in LA.
What's it called?
Tramp Stamp Grannies.
Yeah. Yes. We're taking back the tramp stamp. And grannies
name.
As well.
That is a great name.
But I love this idea that you sit there, and I know when it opened, you were there every night playing the piano. If we had have gone on opening week, you were there.
No, I'm there. If I'm in Los Angeles,
really?
I'm there every night.
Just on the piano.
I'm just there, on the piano.
I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to say, a whole new world, and you're going to start playing it.
That has happened every night that I've been there, yes.
Oh, that's so good.
I'm just sitting there.
Can you open one in Sydney?
I mean, we've only been open for less than a month. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
really?
Why?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a labor of love. It's something that my fiance and I have been wanting to do for a long time. So she's sort of the brains behind the operation. I definitely couldn't have done it just like on my own. There's too much going on. But it was sort of like a pipe dream of ours. So if that wasn't part of the driving force of it, I wouldn't recommend it with all the stress and everything of opening a bar.
So it's right in Hollywood, though. But it's right in Hollywood, isn't it? Which is not Hollywood. People see it, when Oscars and stuff like that, but it's not a very glamorous place. The streets of Hollywood are not a very glamorous place.
I was just telling you guys before we were on the air, one of the great joys that I've experienced with this bar is that it's in sort of a, more of a, like a clubby area.
Yeah,
and so you have and then you have shots, and then you walk down, and then Mamma Mia is being sung by 200 people, blaring into the streets, and you just see people who are so heartened by that screaming alternative. They're just what was I doing in that other club? And then there's the guys that walk in and immediately walk out with this mortified look on their face, and I'm like, you're not welcome here anyway. You were never gonna like this spot.
Get out of here.
It's like a self-contained security system of just the people you don't want in your bar.
It's a good way to weed people out.
Yeah, it's really good.
Glee's might be one of the biggest shows of all time.
Glee's great. I need to tell you. No, it is. My 11-year-old's just started it. Season one. She's just gotten on. And getting to see her watch. You've created
this cool.
beautiful thing. She's never seen it.
Yes, I take full credit for the whole thing.
Ryman,
I created.
Who's Ryman?
I did it all.
But I know it's Glee and you talk about it all the time. And that's the thing that you did. But it's now hitting the next generation.
That is cool. It's really cool
she
to
loves
hear.
It.
An 11-year-old watching that. Wow.
Yeah, she's learning so much. And it's all fresh eyes. And for those of us who watched it and loved it, now I'm watching her watch it and love it. So you've done a thing.
Oh, man.
And it's a good thing.
I feel good about the thing that I did.
Good.
Yeah.
Back to
Chlamydia,
guys.
All right, back to Chlamydia.
Darren Criss, Assassination of Gianni Versace.
And can I just say, watch this. Penelope Cruz playing Donatella. And
she's good at acting.
Oh, my God.
She's good at this.
Because she's a well-known character. Obviously, Donatella is everywhere, and she's very striking and distinctive.
Yeah.
And I think Penelope does a really good job. And Ricky Martin, it's so good. Watch it. Definitely watch it. It's
good.
Great.
I haven't seen it yet. It's great. Good. All right, Darren Criss, thanks for having me,
guys.
Thank
it was super fun.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
8:20, 104.1 Today FM Breakfast. Alpha Bucks. You shot at $10,000. Who have you got today, Em?
Rosemary from Mascot. Hey, Rosemary.
Hello.
I just announced to everyone that this could go. This could go. Okay.
It's going to.
Okay, here we go. Rosemary, she's Italian. I'm already liking it.
Good on your
own. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter T. Rosemary.
T. 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 T.
T-t-t or th-th-th, remember.
Oh, sir.
Yep. For each question you get right, you'll get $100 with a chance to win up to $10,000. We must take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Rosemary, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Name a social media platform.
Twitter.
A brand of tea.
Twining.
A TV show.
Tuss.
A spice.
A who?
A spice.
A spice. Time.
An animal.
Tiger.
An island.
Thailand.
A colour.
Turquoise.
Something you take camping.
Kent.
A telco company.
Telstra.
A type of metal.
Timber.
Timber's not a metal.
Timber's not a metal.
$700, Rosemary. You were close.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, well played. $700.
My heart was racing.
Yeah. That
could be the fourth coffee I've just had, or the fact that you've gone so well.
Well done. $700. We will play again, hopefully slightly earlier than this, tomorrow. Well played to you, Rosemary.
What do you mean? I love a top of hour at 20 past eight.
We've got to get to Darren Criss, yes. Man. He's a big star. He was in Glee, Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Horror Story. You're a big fan.
I'm a very big fan.
We have to get to Darren, but we also have to settle the greatest debate of all time.
All time.
Should Australia be a republic or stay a constitutional monarchy? Who cares?
Yeah.
Did they fall? Did they stage the moon landing?
Don't. Yes.
Who shot JFK?
Did.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Move on, idiots.
Yep.
Is the light rail ever going to be built?
No.
Who gives a stuff?
Yeah. Probably not. No.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Time to cross to the UK. Now, everyone's sort of clamouring for the person closest to the royal wedding.
Yeah, we had the cake. Even us, though, we've been guilty of it. We had the cake lady on before and the horse woman and the pub guy.
Absolutely.
I paid attention, didn't I? Yeah.
There is another version of this, though. The head of audio here at Today FM, Konski.
DJ Konski's Mega Jive Bunny Mix.
That's right. That's where people would know him. He has had to go over there in order for all the technical stuff for everyone over there to work.
Well, people were killed to go. He's been forced to go.
He's forced. Hi, Konski.
Thank you for... I don't know why you chose me, but hey, let's talk about what's happening.
And that gives you an idea of what is about to happen. So, Konsk, being you, you've made your own beautiful audio intro, so here we go.
A royal wedding's going on. You're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, Konsk, I think we're going to talk to you.
So, Konsk,
stunning.
You're right there in London at the heart of it. How excited are you?
Not very, guys. It was a 21-hour flight from Sydney. Thank you. Yeah, #  Singapore Airlines, look after me when I come back.
Okay. At least we got a plug for Singapore in. That's the main thing during a royal wedding.
Sorry, Ed, #TiffXO.
Yeah, well now, all right, now he's back.
Ding, ding.
Yeah.
So, all right, Konk. So not only have we forced you to come and talk to us, but you have been forced out onto the streets.
Oh, amazing.
Is it true? Have you been going and doing Vox Pops?
It's my token duty to speak to the punters of London. There was some not safe for work audio that we recorded today that'll be sent off email. There was some marital affairs happening in a pub and the token Foster's on tap.
Jeez.
You don't distract us with that.
What the hell?
What? All right.
Okay.
Listen, guys, there is a big buzz around town.
Oh, yeah. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah. Is that what that noise is? Yeah.
We might make our way down to the castle to see what's happening, but... Yeah. You know what? I will do my duty for you guys. Look, I can tell you the buzz around here is the dad going to come? Is he not going to come?
Yeah. What's the dad's name again? What's the dad's name?
Thomas Markle Sr.
Good. Oh,
I almost didn't hear the newspaper there.
Hey?
I almost didn't hear the paper. What's the son? Look, the tabloids are going crazy here. What are the tabloids
here? What I love is the son's misspelled letter to Prince Harry. Which starts, and this is going to get direct to him in time for the wedding. Dear Prince Harry, it's not too late. Meghan Markle is obviously not the right woman for you.
I love that this letter was sent about a month ago and you're reporting on it to us now too. Yeah. That's my favourite thing.
Well, it's being reported in today's paper. And then the other thing that I love is the pubs are going to be open until 1 a.m. They're opening them longer for celebrations.
Yes, good. good. Come on, Skippy, how to get amongst it, mate. Get excited.
And then my favourite part, guys, is that Prince Harry and Meghan will share a kiss to please the millions around the world post-wedding. So look out for that to please us all.
I think they're also doing marital affairs in a pub concert, so you should watch out for that.
All right, so should we hear from the punters?
Yeah, let's hear. Come on, guys. Let's hear some of your Vox Pops, buddy.
Royal weddings this weekend on a scale of 1 to 10. How excited are you for it?
A 5?
About a 5.
I'd rather have a bank holiday, but we got one with Kate and William.
Avoiding a wedding at all costs, so to say.
Watching the FA Cup?
Yeah, definitely the football. That's the main priority.
Football, obviously.
But I've got a 9-year-old daughter and she's obsessed with princesses, so I'll definitely be watching that too.
What about Meghan? What's everyone's thoughts on Meghan?
I think she'll be quite refreshing.
Very similar to Kate.
Wears short skirts and stuff and it's like, that's not acceptable in the royal family. She's not a traditional royal, is she? She's like, she's an actress.
My mum absolutely loves suits. She's an actress.
I'm from Essex, like, I'm not going to be a royal.
Okay.
Is that you just trying to pick up constantly? Yeah. Why is everyone, you speak to seem to be like a young woman out on the streets, God?
Babes.
They're all sprightly, mate. They love the Aussies over here.
Ah, right.
And I tell you what, I am getting into the spirit of it. How about I took Jace Allen's credit card with me over here.
Our boss.
Our boss, Angry Allen. Yeah. How about we buy a mug and we give it away on air?
A real life Harry and Meghan royal wedding mug that you cannot get here in Australia. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're pretty. The team have bought several mugs, and you know what? They're going to be worth a fortune.
All right, that's it.
13, 10, 60. Do you want Konski's mug? We can't say it won't have been used, but you'll get it eventually.
Thank you, Konsk.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, try and keep a lid on it, mate. Wow. All right, 13, 10, 60 if you'd like the mug. And from that, we go to the high-energy Jackie Gillies.
You be okay?
Psychic readings.
You're going to keep a lid on it?
I'm getting a message coming through. Oh, my God.
She's very feisty, and you're very feisty, and I may just sit back in this one.
Oh, my God. It turns out some of your elderly relatives have died. Ooh.
Oh, my God. Jackie Gillies is next. Jackie Gillies, psychic medium to the stars in the bush, in the real world. Real Housewife of Melbourne. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm loving the energy here this morning, and I just love your jumper. You should see Em. She is shining bright with all the colours.
I want to ask you that, actually. When you walk into a room, can you not help but absorb people's energy?
When I absorb the energy, I actually take the energy on, so I start feeling your pains. And so a lot of people...
Jackie's just grabbed her back because she's just felt all of mine all at once.
What about if there's a bad energy? Like, if you ever come across a bad person where you can just tell they're bad?
Have you seen The Real Housewives of Melbourne?
Listen, I don't believe... Like, I try not to judge people. I try to allow people to be who they are. Firstly, I don't like to say that there's bad energy, but I will say I did give a psychic medium... Well, I didn't give a psychic medium. There was a man sitting in a room. He was a well-to-do member in society, in the law. That's all I'm going to say. And all I said to him was, I know what you do. You need to get up and get out of my room.
So this tour. So if I come to the show. If I come to Shine It Up, then because it describes itself here, the last line is, imagine Tony Robbins meets Ellen meets John Edward meets Oprah.
Jesus.
Now, that's a fairly wide brief.
That is a hectic room.
Yeah. What are we having at the show?
It's like a big party with Jackie. I will give psychic vibes if it comes to me, if I'm guided, which I did in Geelong. I also give giveaways. I also talk about mindset. I'm a manifester in life. Everything I have to this day, I've manifested. I've been doing vision boards from the age of 17.
Do you really believe in that? Because you know a lot of people are going, Jack, you're full of shit.
No.
I believe in that too. Yeah, I believe in stating to the universe. I don't make boards. I mean, I make mood boards when I'm, doing houses and things. But I have always stated out loud the things I've wanted in life, and I've always believed in that.
Puts it out to the universe.
But a lot of people feel that's a bit,
I don't know about a lot of people. I've been doing psychic medium readings for over 14 years. Before I did The Real Housewives of Melbourne, I had a 3-year waiting list. I was well known as a psychic medium, and that was why I was asked to do the show.
Mm.
On my vision boards, I have showed all my executive producers all the things that
What's
I had.
On them?
Houses, debt-free life, love that I seek, that I wanted. The Real Housewives of Melbourne, 7 pairs of legs walking down the red carpet.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So someone's driving to work right now. It's early in the morning.
Yes.
They're stuck in Sydney traffic.
Yes.
You say to this woman... she's like, I need to make my life better. What do you say to her?
The first thing I'm going to say is you have to take responsibility of your life. You have to stop blaming other people for the things or your surroundings that are going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, I believe, that when they say, I believe your thoughts create your experiences. So if you're in a negative state of mindset, you start attracting that negativity around you with your work, with your environment, with your relationships, with your friends. And I'll say, well, what's the first thing you're trying to do to change that situation? But I believe that when you elevate your mind in a positive way, you start seeing synchronized events happen in your life that are changing.
I want to play you something from the when you're in the jungle.
Yes.
So John Edwards, well known medium, came along, and the Paul Burrell, the claim to fame is that he was Diana's butler some years ago, and something he's still trading off. And then he sat down and gave Paul a reading, and this is some of what John had to say to Paul.
Because I'm feeling like there are two car accidents, almost like one was foreshadowing, and then the other one was like tragic. Yes.
Yes, there were.
Okay.
You couldn't possibly know that.
So Paul's claim through John is that there is no way that John Edward could know that there was a car accident, the most famous car accident in the whole world.
Pretty much.
That took place. And Paul's claiming that as some sort of miracle. Jackie, when I watched that,
we struggled.
I couldn't believe the nonsense I was seeing.
Okay, well, if you're not a believer, I'm not here to prove myself to anybody. Firstly,
I didn't ask you to. I asked you to comment on that
grab. No, I'm going to, but you're being a bit aggressive.
That's a question, am I not?
Yeah, you can question it, but I think you should have an open, healthy mind to what he was saying. So firstly, I wasn't doing the reading, but what I will say is Paul Burrow said there were two car accidents. I don't know the details of what happened to Princess Diana, but he claimed there were two accidents where the public only knew about one. He does have a massive following, and he has done, hundreds of thousands of readings for so many people.
Mm.
And sometimes when you don't hear what you want to hear, then that...
You write it off.
And people get upset by that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I like John Edwards. Yeah. I think John Edwards definitely does have a gift.
Is he your favourite? Who's your favourite? Who's your rock star medium? Who's your Oprah?
Oprah Winfrey's definitely my...
She's your Oprah.
No, she's
who's
Oprah.
The best psychic medium in your... If I'm going to go and look up someone, who's the best? Who's the most famous besides John? Anyone else?
Oh, well, there's Sally, there's Tyler Henry, there is...
Is he the young kid?
Yeah, he's the young
kid.
Oh,
he's amazing.
Yes.
I watched his show. So this is good. Shine It Up.
Yes.
It's all about empowering you. You'll give out, so you'll read some energy. It's just about hanging out with you and getting your space.
It's a big party with Jackie that's very inspirational.
I'll be there.
And motivating.
Amazing.
Jackie Gillies is our guest, and if you would like to go and see her Shine It Up show, the tickets are at exojackie.com.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Portia de Rossi has made an announcement on The Ellen Show that she's decided to quit acting.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
When is this backdated?
Guys, I'm quitting being a supermodel. Just managed to make the announcement.
Yeah. Does that mean that her last ever film will be the Australian film Now Add Honey with Hamish Blake?
I don't know.
Arrested Development.
Yeah,
no,
she's
film,
amazing.
Mate. Film.
Film. Right. She's amazing in Arrested Development, obviously.
Yeah, sure
she went on her her wife show, Ellen, obviously, and she just said, I'm out.
You decided you didn't want to do anything more with acting and you got off of Scandal.
You know, I was approaching 45, but I just kind of was wondering, is there something that I could tackle now that I've never done before that would be really challenging and different? I kind of knew what acting would look like for me for the next 10, 20 years. So I decided to quit and start a business.
How odd to be... That's like someone talking to their wife. How odd for them to both know to go into interview... speech mode.
They do.
How odd.
I don't know. And I just feel like if you're married to Ellen, you probably can quit working.
Yeah.
Like, it's safe. You can pursue other things without a financial worry over your head.
Yeah, as long as you don't say, I'm going to start my own talk show that's on
that's
a network.
Yeah, the Schmel and Schmo. Neighbours is set to have a same-sex wedding.
It's
2018, guys. Get on board. Neighbours is giving same-sex partners Aaron and David, the full soapy wedding. Oh, my God, takes me back. Angry Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Remember singing Scott Charlene down the aisle?
What a day.
I'm wondering if one of the boys will be wearing a nice baby's breath veil. That's amazing. They've been dating on air since July.
Oh.
And there's going to be a picnic proposal this week. And then there's going to be some confusion about, oh, who asked who first, guys? Oh, zany. And then they're going to get married. So that's nice.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, that's good. Home and Away has also got its first gay character in years, but the role is said to be short-lived, 6 weeks. Oh, wouldn't it be great if Alf came out? Guys, I'm a flaming... Yes.
You fill in the blanks.
Royal wedding. Samantha Markle has attacked her sister yet again.
Good.
Overnight. I mean, I don't. If the day doesn't start with the Samantha Markle attack, has the day started?
Love Markle.
We love the Markle. We're all arguing off air who our favourite Markle was. Who's your favourite Markle?
Samantha.
Mine too.
Can't get enough Samantha.
She just keeps giving gifts.
She's the best.
She's come out and attacked Megan, who is yet to say a word, obviously, yeah. Keeping it classy, guys.
Yes.
And she, apparently the palace sent me, Samantha a letter just going, dude, can you shut the hell up?
Oh, that's going to stop her.
Can you shut us up? And she's come out and said, how dare
they? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If it's about my life or my father's, there's something in this country known as freedom of speech. She doesn't have a copyright on that, and she's not going to tell me that I can't speak about my own life or my father's where it's a matter of public self-defense because the media is disparaging us. I'm not going to take it. She's not qualified to suggest that I don't under any law in this country. So this is not Great Britain. I am a United States citizen, and that's all there is to it. She's way out of her league to tell me that I can't speak. I'm not saying anything about her, but if I'm talking about my life or my father's, she has to respect it.
Oh, God.
And please buy my book.
And I love my sister. Breaking news, though, TMZ have just released an article saying that, I say article loosely, that Thomas Markle Sr. just out of surgery, alert and coherent.
Well, that's good news.
He could still make it.
Of course he could.
It's only Thursday. Let's not count him out. My God, will he, won't he? I don't know. This is the greatest cliffhanger of 2018.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
You see him on Sunrise, 5:30 to 9 a.m., Channel 7, every morning. Always a smile on his face. Does a great job. But yesterday you would have seen him at Buckingham Palace at a tea party with the Queen and Prince Andrew and Prince Edward and everybody else. Mark Beretta, good morning.
Hey, Bretts.
Guys, good morning. Now, wasn't that the most bizarre thing? How did I get to a garden party at Buckingham Palace?
Well, tell us.
How did you? Well, last year, you know, the Commonwealth Games has the Queen's Baton Relay.
Yeah.
They brought me over last year to host the start of that. So we're in the forecourt of Buckingham Palace. And it went really well. No one said anything. And then I got an invitation a week ago that just said, you know, on behalf of the palace, we'd like to say thank you and for you to join Her Majesty and the Royal Family at Buckingham Palace for a garden party.
Yeah. Which
was so random and bizarre. But yesterday it was so magnificent. It's one of the most incredible experiences I have ever had. It was great.
So, Mark, what did you wear?
I went the whole hog. So I went the top hat, the morning suit. The girl at the shop told me that grey is the colour, so I had the grey vest and grey tie. So, yeah, I went the whole hog.
And tell me, and
I paid £80 for the suit, so I've been wearing it for 2 days straight and get more mileage out of it.
Oh, definitely, mate. Definitely. That is now your...
£80 suit, I love
that's
it.
That's you every day on Sunrise, yeah, just good. In the top and tails doing the sport.
I want a top hat while you're reporting on what's going on the FA Cup, please.
Hey, Brett, so do they announce... So you're there, and I'm seeing some pictures now. It looks so resplendent. Everyone's dressed up. Do they make you stop? Is there an announcement over a PA, ladies and gentlemen, Her Majesty the Queen? Like, is there a moment where everyone stops to receive her?
Yeah, absolutely. 4 o'clock on the dot. And there doesn't need to be an announcement. The beefeater guards, you know, the guys in the big red uniforms, they come in with their big spears. They come first. And then the horse guards come in those big shiny helmets. And then the whole thing stops. It's just dead silent. There were thousands of people. But I've got to tell you, the backyard of Buckingham Palace is like nothing you've ever seen before. It is enormous. It's the size of the Botanic Gardens in any other city. Like, it is unbelievable. So thousands of people spread out. They all be quiet. The Queen walks out with Andrew and Edward and Sophie. They walk to the top of the steps, and it was the Irish Guards band was on duty yesterday. So they fire up God Save the Queen. Everyone comes to attention. There's a great moment there. Then she walks down the stairs and she basically meets the prearranged guests and groups that she's been organised to meet. So it's done with incredible precision. Buckingham Palace runs like nothing else I've ever seen before. They just do it really, really well.
How is she looking? How is Lizzie? Is she, I mean, she's getting on now.
Oh, she was. Hey, she's fit as a fiddle. Yes. She was out there walking around with people for about 2 hours. So, and it was a pretty warm day yesterday. So it was a bit draining, but no worries at all. You know, what is she, 92? And, yes. and she's just. I think she's flying. She's going great.
She's flying.
I didn't see Philip yesterday, which I. We might start to see Philip around now, but no, he wasn't there yesterday.
No,
Barrett's, that's such a sports reporter's thing to say. Mate, the Queen, she's flying.
She's flying.
She
mate.
Is flying.
She got like, five innings in her. Mate, she's looking great.
She's probably in the best form I've ever seen her in. She's moving well.
She can play the
she's
full 80.
Pre-season.
Oh, hasn't she though, mate?
Yeah. She's got a peak at the right time.
Oh, yeah, she's coming good for the finals.
Yeah, we're at the pointy end of the season now. It's going to be amazing.
Mark Barrett, we'll look up on Channel 7 right now and see you as part of Sunrise's coverage. You guys had Samantha Margle yesterday. You guys are killing it. So Sunrise is on right now. Barrett's, we'll speak to you soon, mate.
Thank
great work.
Thank you. If you're just joining us, though, you did miss one of the great tete-a-tetes of our time, Jackie Gillies v. Ed Haverly.
I wasn't, though. I was so mild. Yeah. If I had my time again, it would have been all guns because I was being friendly and mild.
Can we set that up?
Yeah, any time. Because Jackie Gillies she's a lot of fun, Jackie Gillies. She really is.
A lot of fun.
She is a lot of fun. She brings a lot of energy and stuff like that.
She's a psychic medium.
But now she's doing sort of psychic readings. And fair play, if you believe that sort of stuff, fair play to you, I do not. I think they're shysters. I think the whole thing is a scam. And it is fake.
Yes,
it is fake.
Yes, but do you believe in psychics or not?
God, no. I'm not saying Jackie.
Just being facetious.
Yeah, right. Nikki.
Yes, sorry.
Okay, so you went to, did the psychic get it really right or really wrong with you?
The psychic got it really right.
What happened?
What, tell us.
I went to see psychic. My dad had died and I was really struggling. And the very first thing that she came out with was, your dad got your letter. And I was like, just so taken aback because I had written a letter for my dad and buried it with him. And I thought, how do you know that? Like, how did you get that right?
You're a believer.
Correct.
Okay, Nikki. All right, Ed. Well, yeah. Hard to argue.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm sad that happened to you, Nikki, and I'm glad that you got some sort of closure with that. But, you know, that is not an uncommon thing that would happen, and that's how these people work. There's a series of things that it's a series of small choices that they make based on your responses. Mm. It's basically a quick yes or no questionnaire in their head.
Yeah,
they're essentially the tax department, but about dead people.
Jay, did a psychic get it really right or really wrong?
Hi, it was actually with my wife. Mm-hmm. They got it really right. The day before she went for the reading at Bathurst. We planted a plant at her auntie's gravesite in Wollongong. Mm. And the psychic lady said that your auntie loves the plant. Her dad also died when she was 5 years old and she said his name. Yeah. And she said that he's looking out for her.
Yeah.
She also said she predicted me, her husband. Mm. She said, I'm getting a JRT, and that's my initials. She said, just tell him to be careful in his red ute, which I do have red ute. And 3 months later, I fell asleep and crashed the car.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's quite the list.
That's three. Yeah. That's that is, and 100% of people that called in said that psychics got it right. So, Ed, it seems like what obviously has to happen is you and Jackie Gillies, she has to give you a psychic reading. We're going to get it back, and you and her are going to sit in a room with a tablecloth and a big crystal ball or whatever the hell she does.
You know I'm up for it. I'm up for anything.
I can't wait.
Does the UFC have an octagon we can borrow?
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Nine minutes past seven. Here we go. Today FM's $100,000 beat the bomb. Em, who is up today?
Good morning, Felicia.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How are you? Are you ready to beat the bomb?
I am freaking out that I'm even talking to you, Em. I'm your biggest fan. I can't believe
it. That's kind. Oh, well, you've already had a win. That's great. Anything now's a bonus.
Oh, no. That's exactly right. Thursday, it's almost the weekend. Happy day.
Yes.
Good attitude. Excellent attitude. How much, any amount in your head, Felicia, at all?
Honestly, no. Happy to take anything. Super busy mum, so yeah. I'd love to spend some money on myself.
How many kids you got, Felicia?
Three daughters.
Ooh.
Ages?
One of which is 14. Em, you can feel me.
Yeah,
I've got grey hair sprouting daily.
Do you know, if you've got three daughters, Ed, what you won't know yet is she'd be going through a lot of toilet paper.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my husband says that all the time.
The toilet paper. Like, I don't understand how something that is, this is the circumference of a tiny little, like, peach needs something at the Amazon rainforest once a week.
Wow.
They use too much
yet.
Yep. All right.
Well, yeah, we need to fund our toilet paper fund, really.
Yeah, I agree.
That's it. All right, well, let's see if we can't win you some three-ply money.
Thanks, guys.
The cash bomb is loaded. All you need to do is yell stop before the bomb goes off. You do that, you take home the last cash amount revealed. But, you know, if the bomb beats you to it, you walk away empty-handed. I would hate that. Felicia, are you ready?
So would I.
To light the fire?
I am ready. Light me up, Ed.
Okay, here we go.
$600. $750. $800. $1,200.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh. Yep.
$1,200. Congratulations, Felicia.
Oh my God. I am absolutely stoked. Thank you guys so much. I probably was going to go so much further, but my nerves couldn't take it.
Doesn't matter.
You've done really, really well. $1,200. And Felicia, we are going to hound now, see how far you could have gone.
Yeah. Okay.
$1,850. $1,900. $2,000. $3,100.
Definitely not going to complain. I'm absolutely stoked. Thank you so much, guys.
Good on you, Felicia.
Congratulations, Felicia. Another
chance. Bye, Felicia.
Another chance.
I know you do, but I wanted to say it anyway.
After nine, MC will have another go at Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb. Time now to cross to the UK to one of the greatest bakers in the world. She was responsible for Prince William and Kate's wedding cake in 2011, 3 foot tall, 8-tier, 220 pounds of cake.
Yes.
Her name is Fiona Cairns. Hello, Fiona.
Good morning. Well, it's good night over here, but good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Fiona.
Fiona, good morning. You made this cake, you know, when you got the call up, did you have to audition to, is it like MasterChef where you walk in with a few pieces? What happened?
No, we didn't actually.
Oh,
no.
They just came to you.
No, well, I personally didn't make it. I did have a team, you know, an amazing team, because I'm not sure that in the time given, one person could have made that cake. So we made it together.
How long were you given?
Not as long as we would have liked, really. We were asked to make the cake, which, of course, is a phone call that I will never forget as long as I live.
So who phoned you? What did they say to you? Tell me everything.
Oh, okay. Well, we were invited. My husband and myself, we run the business together. Mm. And it was called Fiona Cairns Limited. Mm-hmm. We received a phone call to ask us to go to Clarence House. So we went to meet Catherine in February 2011,
yes.
The middle of February. And the wedding was actually the end of April. And we were invited to go to see, to meet her, as you do, have a cup of tea in Clarence House.
Oh, my goodness.
And we went and we discussed with her the possibility of making the cake. And then I remember saying, if we receive this great honour, if you do decide to ask us, could you give us as much notice as possible, please? There's not much time. And 4 days later, my husband received the phone call from Clarence House, from Catherine's PA, and then he called me to tell me.
What a day.
I couldn't believe it.
Can you tell me about the pressure? Because this was an 8-tier fruitcake that you made for William and Kate's wedding. Mm-hmm. And obviously that has to be put together. Did you take it in pieces and then have to assemble it there? And did you have a reserve cake in case this one fell over?
Yes, backups.
Okay, I'll answer your question. First of all, the cake, we worked on it, the team and myself, it took about 6 weeks. By the time we'd done all the drawings and all the different recipes of fruitcake and what it had been finalised. So the cake itself and all the bits And I have to say spare as well,
yeah,
just in case something happened, because you have the logistics as well as the making of it are just as important. So 40 boxes. 40 boxes were delivered in a van, not one of our vans, with our logo emblazoned, you know, just
of course not. It was
was for security reasons. Yeah. So we took that down. I went on the train. I was too nervous. I didn't go in the, car with the team. I went on the train on my own because I just needed a bit of space.
Time, yeah.
And then met them at Buckingham Palace, and we worked there for 2.5 days.
Ooh-wee.
And do you get a little swipe card when you're going to work at Buckingham Palace? What do? You wander in, show your pass, wander in?
No, it's quite strict security. So you have to take your passport.
Yes.
We went in through the back door, obviously. Wow. Through the tradesmen's, near the kitchen.
Near the kitchen.
Yes, of course.
Fiona, near the kitchen.
Fiona, how much did I need to ask? I mean, I don't know if this is uncouth, but did they pay you to make the cake?
Oh, yes, they did, but I've been asked that question so many times, so I'm sorry, I can't really answer that question.
No, that's fine, but I just wanted to know, and if we didn't know if they got things for free at the Royal House, so we were just checking for that.
I can't answer that question because I don't know.
I love that.
We were paid, is the answer.
Okay, good. How much would, if I was to place an order with you today, just say I wanted an 8-tier fruitcake that was £220? How much does an 8-tier fruitcake cost the average punter? Like any baker, it could be baker, not necessarily you. What are we looking at?
Well, you're looking at, if you were to add all the hours up, the hours and weeks. We're talking about weeks and weeks and weeks of lots of at least half a dozen people, So it's thousands of pounds.
Yes, of course.
Thousands of pounds.
Yeah. Wow.
Priceless. I would say this
is priceless.
Did you get a
okay?
Did you get a photo with William and Kate?
No.
Oh.
No. Afterwards, we received some very. I've met Kate. I called her Catherine, but Catherine.
Oh,
okay,
sorry. Well, this is Australia.
But we call her Kate over here too. I don't think she minds. But so I have received, or we have received, some really very lovely letters and phone call and signed wedding photograph of William and Kate. So
gorgeous.
And met her since. So and I do know, and we heard on the wedding day, and not from her on the wedding day, I heard from her afterwards, but I heard from the Queen's pastry chef, who I've become friends with, and she rang me on the evening of the wedding itself, on their wedding day, and said that the cake was beyond their expectations.
Fiona, you nailed it.
You cowed it.
Fiona Cairns is her name. She made Prince William and Kate Middleton's wedding cake in 2011. Thanks for speaking to us. Have a great...
Lovely to chat to you. Thank you.
See ya. Thank you, Fiona.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.